Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Nicholas, thank you for joining us. To start off, can you please just give us a quick interview of the RRS on Investor Conference, rather, and what makes this event so unique?
Oh, thanks, Ivan. Well, yep, it's coming up in a couple of weeks, and it's our annual event in the Gold Coast. We've been going for 22 years. This is the 22nd year, and it's really all about bringing junior and mid-tier mining and exploration companies together with investors, and we've been doing that for a long time, so we've built up a really good following over there, and that's why I think this event is an exciting one for both for the companies and for the investors.
Well, it's definitely an event that everybody marks on the calendar as one of the top three or four events every year. I've certainly been told about this on multiple occasions already thus far, which is why we're so interested in getting involved. But most importantly, you know, the small cap sector, which you're promoting, it's always been a dynamic and sector full of opportunity, but also it's quite challenging when it comes to gaining visibility. So how does this conference help the companies that come over to this event better connect with investors and, you know, and I guess the broader market, if you will?
Yeah, thanks. Well, Ivan, it's really about creating a platform to make it easy. You know, every company wants to reach investors, and they do that in lots of different ways, you know, through webinars and through platforms like Small Caps. But what a lot of a big advantage of the Gold Coast is that it's about that interpersonal reaction, because there's often not a lot of opportunities to actually go up to an MD and talk to him directly, or him or her directly, about the company and the investment proposition. And I think that's what sets the Gold Coast apart, is that it's a really great opportunity for retail investors to sort of get the same kind of access that brokers and fund managers, you know, typically have around the year. They can come to our conference, they can walk up to the booth, they can go and chat to the MD, and they can get a great download of what all these companies are up to. So that's really the essence of what's different about this conference.
Do you remember back in the day, there was all these great conferences over there in the Gold Coast? You always used to be the hub. There used to be like the place, especially the broking space, that everyone used to go to the Gold Coast to do their conferences. Brokers Association used to be there, and then it all died down. In fact, there's a big hoo-ha about that in the broking community about 6 or 7 years ago, where everyone's like, bring back the events on the Gold Coast. And obviously you've been there. As you've stayed your ground, you've stayed there for 22 years. It's so relaxed and comfortable, right?
It is. It's a great environment. It's a really good vibe at the conference. And you're right, it has been. The Gold Coast has, you know, has had some great events, and it has lots of different events, obviously, not just our events and others, but it's a popular destination. And it's, you know, one of the key things that attracted us to the Gold Coast is that there's a lot of high net worth. There's a lot of retirees. A lot of people have relocated there from Sydney and Melbourne and elsewhere in the country. So there's a high percentage of people that, you know, have the time and the interest to come along to an event like this, and who are also active investors. You know, they actually manage their own super funds, or they manage their own portfolios, and they're looking for opportunities to maybe complement some other investments. So, you know, our niche really is that we're bringing them these sort of high growth opportunities. You know, clearly there's some risk attached to some of those, but a lot of our investors are happy to allocate a portion of their portfolios to play in these sorts of stocks. Mm. And it's a great window for them to come and see what's on offer at the small end of the resources space.
Yeah, totally. And especially now it seems like there's a little bit more appetite coming back into the small cap sector. It's been beaten down. Everyone was just CBA, CBA, CBA. But now we're sort of realizing that a lot of the future has to be driven by high quality materials and mining. So it's nice to see it coming back.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, two significant events have happened in the last few weeks. One is it has been a bumpy reporting season. And I think we've seen, you know, some of the bigger companies go through some pretty big gyrations. It hasn't been totally smooth sailing at the bigger end. And obviously, we've also seen an interest rate cut, and we're seeing interest rate cuts now forecast both here and in the US. So that obviously has an impact on people's asset allocations and how they think about investing and where they want to potentially put their money over the, you know, the coming months and years. So we offer, and I think you are starting to see a bit of it, a rotation into small cap stocks, and that is clearly what our event is all about. So, you know, some of our companies offer that potential for those sort of incredible returns, you know, from an exploration discovery or a significant uplift from an acquisition or something really positive. So it's a different style of investment, but it's definitely something that is worth putting in front of investors on the East Coast.
Yeah, and of course, investors attend free of charge. This is put on by the companies to get their names out there in front of the people. So if you're an investor, and obviously if you're around, it's a no-brainer. Or even if you're, you know, probably almost anywhere, although you'll be flying from Perth, almost anywhere but Perth, it's a very simple plane trip away. But if you're attending the conference and you're an investor, what's sort of the main value prop that people are going to see? And, you know, if you're an investor attending, like what can they really learn out of that and take away from meeting with these companies that are presenting?
Yeah, look, there's a few things at the event, Ivan. So there's an auditorium where we have presentations that run through the 2 days, and there's some fantastic company presentations. We've also got some great keynotes. We partner with Bell Financial Group on these events, and we've got some experts from the Bell Group, such as, you know, the Bell Direct Market Analyst Grady Wolf and others, who are going to be speaking keynote addresses and also participating in expert panels. So we've also got Hedley Widup, who's a well-known fund manager, and Stephen Kukulis, who's a top economist. So there's some real sort of expert insights and commentary.
I can't wait to meet him, because I've never met him before.
Yeah, so he's a great guy and very generous with his time. So we're looking forward to him. So there's obviously the company presentations, there's the expert panels and the sort of contributions from keynotes. But then in addition to that, we in the exhibition area, you know, we've got a big booth area where all the companies have their own stands. Bell's have a stand. And so there's great opportunities for investors informally to connect with companies and to have a chat in between the presentations and, you know, sort of get to the bottom of, you know, what each company has to offer, I suppose.
And that's something that where all the magic happens, being historically seeing what these events are like. So that's awesome. What's the breakdown like in terms of sectors and what kind of businesses are going to be coming in this year?
Yeah, look, we've got an interesting mix, and very pleased to have a lot of new companies this year, which is great. You know, we obviously have a lot of repeat business at RRS and a lot of familiar names and faces, but we've also, every year we do try to refresh the program. And
there's Walkouts is coming this year.
absolutely.
With a fresh new face.
Exactly.
Might have a J for it.
And we've got a great lineup of gold companies. Unsurprisingly, gold's been the story of the year so far. Incredible performance by the gold in the gold sector and the gold price. And it's not surprising that we've got a huge lineup of both explorers and developers and some bigger companies as well. So there's a lot of action in the gold space. But I think we're starting to see a bit of interest in other commodities too. It's not just about gold. I mean, you know, silver's been pretty good. Copper's still good, and it's starting to sort of trickle down a bit, you know, thanks to some M&A activity. And there's other strategic metals which are sort of getting a lot of airplay because of, you know, things like rare earths and some of these strategic metals that are sort of getting a boost from what's going on geopolitically at the moment.
Copper's mind-blowing. I saw a really interesting chart the other day on LinkedIn showing the stockpile dwindling down to almost zero and the cost of exploration going up dramatically in terms of dollars invested. And supply hasn't slowed at all. It's almost mind-blowing that, albeit copper is sort of bumping up against its topper end of where it's been in the last extended period of time in terms of price. It's unbelievable that it's not trading significantly higher. And obviously that would create some really interesting opportunities for a lot of miners that typically have gold and copper supply, I would have thought.
Absolutely. And there's also been this sort of disconnect between what everything you've just described there and what is still a pretty healthy copper price. And I suppose a relative lack of interest in, you know, a lot of the junior copper companies. But that's starting to change, and we're starting to see that. You know, we've seen that in recent times with some pretty amazing M&A transactions with companies like New World Resources and Xanadu Mines. New World was an RRS company. They went from, you know, sort of sub 2 cents to taken out for 6.7 cents, I think, in the end, $300 million-odd recently. These things have sort of come from nowhere, and it's given investors in that space a bit of hope. I think that the penny is finally starting to drop in copper.
Mm. I mean, overall in that part of the market, when I first, and so it's been about 8-10 weeks or whatever that I've been keeping an eye out on small caps as reported by the small caps business, and it's the amount of there's something sort of weird in the last 2 or 3 weeks in particular. There's been a lot more companies popping 50, 60, 70% on the day that I haven't seen for an extended period of time. It's unbelievable. So you say the penny's dropping. Maybe it is. Hopefully it is.
So, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's so much CBA people can buy, right?
Exactly. And look, I mean, sometimes, you know, no one, as they always say, no one rings the bell to tell you when the market's turned. but you suddenly start to observe those sorts of things, like those share price jumps. And it certainly does. It does give a positive sign that, you know, people are making money again in this space, and there's interest. So, let's hope it continues.
unless you're Donald Trump. And Nicholas, before we sort of just close off and talking about the event. Now, you've been working with small cap companies for an extended period of time through your company, Reed. Like, what is some of the trends that you've seen in particular recently, and how does this event compare to the last? I mean, this is almost like a side hustle for you. This is like a bit of fun and exposure. So you've obviously got a full-time job that keeps you very, very busy. And as far as I understand, one of the most reputable companies on the street. When it comes to representing companies, what are some of the trends that you've sort of seen in the last, I don't know, I don't want to say 22 years, otherwise we might be here for a while, but you know, like,
that's right, we could be here all day.
How's this Gold Coast event comparing to the one of from 22 years ago? What's Gold Coast? But what are some of the most recent things happening, maybe even in this year post-Trump type times?
Mm. I think, look, the industry is changing and continues to change a lot, and obviously the rise of social media networks and online digital media, all that sort of stuff, all the things that businesses like small caps do, you know, has changed the investment landscape quite dramatically in terms of how companies reach their target investors and the way and the methods they use and the channels they use to reach investors. But I think, you know, in one sense, if I sort of go back to a more traditionalist view, that despite all of that, I think there is still a strong appetite for that interpersonal discussion and contact, which we lost through the COVID period, obviously, for a period. But as soon as we were able to return to that, you know, we've seen a strong return to physical events, and that has not changed. And I think they work very well in collaboration with or alongside the digital channels, so that people use lots of different methods to get their information. And they certainly use a lot more digital methods than they did, say, 10 years ago, but they still complement that by actually making the effort to go and talk to people where they can, because, you know, you can't replace that sort of direct connection with actually going up and talking to someone about what they do.
Well, and also community is one of the most important elements. I used to be a full-time trader during GFC, I think is really when I started, just before 2007. And one of the things that was so interesting about why I ultimately ended up in Sydney was this kind of element of participating with other people. And then when we launched our first online trading platform, it was interesting. One of the common themes that people had was just wanting to go and connect with other people who are investing. And a lot of people who attend these events are full-time traders or full-time investors that are, you know, either at the stage where they're retired in their life or doing this professionally, managing family money or whatever. So it's so important to have that connection. And you would have seen this so much over the last 22 years, right?
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things is there's so much information that's now available online.
All accurate, of course.
And one of the things, you know, investors need to do is to work out ways and strategies to sift that information and you know, come to their own views on things. So I think there's no better way to do that than, you know, to come to a physical event and actually talk to people, because it's not going to change the fact that they store a lot of their information digitally and online, but it just gives them an extra toolkit to use to help to filter that vast amount of information that they're now getting.
It's so true, and especially when people we did this really big study in my previous company across 250,000. Clients that we had that were direct investors. My previous company used to be the second largest stockbroker when we were there, and just behind Comsec. And it was interesting. We sample surveyed a whole heap of people, and one of the things that was so interesting that a lot of the clients that we had made their decisions for investing into companies based on how much they liked the management team, and not just from an element of extensive experience, but more from did their values align, and there's absolutely no way you can get that from a deck or a management presentation or whatever. So the companies have the opportunity to come and present, and then they get the opportunities to go and have a conversation with their direct investors, and those investors end up being the longest holders on the register, as we found out.
Yeah, look, I think you've actually just perfectly described the typical profile of a lot of our RRS Gold Coast investors, and they do base a lot of their decisions on, you know, ultimately the, you know, obviously they listen to the presentations and they look at the material, but sometimes it is based on a discussion at the booth and actually just getting a gut feel as to, is this guy straight up and down? Is he? Do I believe what he's saying to me? And you know, I think history would show that you know, some of the better investments that have come out of RRS over the years have been quite phenomenal. You know, companies like Northern Star and Sandfire and Pilbara Minerals, and some of the stocks that have delivered incredible returns. And they've been our investor group have shown themselves to be incredibly savvy at picking some of those better performers. So I think the old methods sometimes work pretty well.
Yeah, but also you're pretty picky about who you work with, full stop. And I don't know what the breakup is and whether you work with all those companies, but you do work with a chunk of those companies, but like very closely. And you know, you're pretty picky. You have no shortage of clients, from what I understand, right? So there's an immediate filter and a screener right there just about the companies that are presenting.
Yeah, look, I think that's right. You know, we do definitely sort of filter the clients. I mean, some of them are our clients, obviously, not all of them, but it's they're people that we know, or, you know, we do some background research on, you know, before they come into the fold. And yeah, I think that helps, you know, to the extent that you can, to to narrow the field to hopefully companies that, you know, have the best chance of success.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great event. Obviously, we can't wait. I haven't booked my flights yet, so that's all my accommodation. But I know that it's going to be packed. So RACV is already full, but it's okay. There's plenty of places around. I can adjust to this from last night. We're just working through what that all looks like. But look, thank you so much for coming on today. For people who are interested in attending and getting their ticket, what's the best place to go in and get that outside of our website?
Just jump online. So we've got a dedicated conference website at rrsinvestor.com. All the conference information's up there, the program, all the events that are around it. Very easy to register online, and registrations come straight through to us, or we ask for, it's obviously free to attend, but we do obviously ask people just to register so that we can manage our numbers and manage our catering and everything. So
yeah,
it's very easy, very straightforward to register. And we're very much looking forward to having you and the small caps team up there as well.
Yeah, well, it's good to support the space. Obviously, you know, with small caps in the name, one would hope that we would be supporting the small cap space. that's definitely an important thing, and definitely come along to the dinner. That's going to be amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. It's an absolutely awesome opportunity for people to go on and discover new companies or touch base with companies that they may have seen on the radar previously. Small cap businesses will get the perfect place, I guess, to go in and tell their story and share their materials and answer some questions. And not all of them are always going to be comfortable, but which is, you know, it's a beautiful place about an open market and a listed market. So Absolutely. It's going to be great. Thank you so much for your time today. And we hope to see you there in the next fortnight.
Sounds good.
I'll probably, as I said, I'll be shaven, so I'll look different. And it comes with a Russian surname. You know, I've always got to shake it up and make sure that I'm not recognized.
Sounds fantastic. Look forward to seeing you there, Ivan. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Nick.
Excellent.